All right. Keith Cicola. That was awesome. Fantastic.
Blues, yeah, folk blues.
Oh, man. I got to say, I feel lucky to have heard it last night. You had a full band backing you, and you were all plugged in and everything. And then to hear this stripped-down version, it's a really powerful song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a heavy song, too. And most songs are, I always say you write songs on four criteria levels. One is on the entertainment level. You know, is the song entertaining? Two, is it philosophical? You know, does it say something that's philosophical? Three, is it spiritual? Does it mean something that's deep or meaningful? And then four is a metaphysical interpretation. Does it mean things to other people than yourself? Mm-hmm. And so a lot of songs hit on those things. And as you write, songs sometimes fall down from the sky, you know, into your lap, and you're a vehicle of the song. And that song is actually about when my father passed away, you know, the Wailing Blues, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm so tired, I want to lay down and take a rest and let this dying pass. It's almost like that acknowledgement of faith, that acknowledgement of going into something that we don't know of, the uncertainty and the beauty of that faith. You know, in my darkest hour, I become a man.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are the humbleness of lyrics and humbleness of living. When you're experiencing a death of a father or something, you know, it's a heavy thing. So it ain't like people are trying to tell you fake things or false things, you know. And so that song came down heavy like that. And I like to play it. It's kind of cathartic, you know. It cleanses in that sense. But not just me, but for other people as well.
Right. Absolutely. One of the things I like about your music is your ability to touch on these really, as you say, heavy moments in life, times in life. But then, you know, I've had your song Fry Bread stuck in my head all night long. I think I was singing it while I was sleeping, you know. And so I appreciate that ability to stretch from these, you know, different corners of life's experiences.
And I really say Fry Bread is a really modern protest, you know, in a sense of protest, like how Woody Guthrie would protest against corporations and corporate greed.
Yeah.
And in that way of that division isn't so much a division of native white, you know, it's a corporation versus human beings kind of division that's more along the division line today. And just as I fall as a native artist, that fit into the category of a folk activist.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. No, you definitely have a knack for being able to write music and lyrics that just resonate in different ways, depending on the subject, of course. But
it's funny because that song, Fry Bread, I wrote when I was in Denmark. You know, along with other songs like The World's Strongest Man. I think that was a song came to me that night also. But I was writing Fry Bread, ironically, when I was in a hotel room in Denmark. you know, I was writing about North America.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah.
Well, I recently saw a video on YouTube of you playing at like the Croatian American Museum.
Oh.
I saw that as well.
It was getting passed around on Facebook not long ago.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I just thought, what was it like for you, or is it like
for
you to tour internationally?
That experience was really kind of a neat thing, because you'll do your shows, you know, like tonight we're doing a show, but we'll do interviews and we'll do things on radio and things, and they had a special reception for us at the Croatian American Embassy, and so I got to meet the ambassador of Croatia, and it's a real nice thing, who turns out to be music lovers. And I think one of the neatest thing was, there was a little Croatian boy. He came up to me, and he dressed like an Indian, like Davy Crockett, almost like Indian style. And David was a good man, Davy Crockett. He came up to me, and he had like a feather on his headband and things. And he was sincere, and his father said, he's been wanting to meet you for months. And he came up to me, and he, you know, I shook his hand, and he gave me a little toy plastic buffalo. And I thought, how cute, you know, and then kind of I let him chum, you know, help me. Hey, help me put this guitar away. Go pick up that, you know, get them CDs, bring them over there. And so like him and his dad were, they were like helpers. But the quantum energy of that little boy, you know, he gave me a toy buffalo A week later, I was in Paris at the Disneyland in Paris, and some of the native dancers, there are actually dancers out there that have this Buffalo Bill Wild Bill Western show. And real Indians and real cowboys and real buffaloes and real horses and fake dirt. You know, the dirt is rubberized. And so they knew we were going to be there. So me and my bass player, we got called down. You know, Annie Oakling called me down and says, Keith Sokola in the audience. And I had to go down and get tied up in front of Paris, you know, with two other Anglo girls. And we got thrown in a stagecoach, and we're going around this thing, and it's comical because I had my braids on, and Indians are, right. You know, they're all my friends who are riding, and so they're coming through the stagecoach, giving me a high five, and going out there, and this high scene chase, you know, and yeah. They bring us out. So, but after the show, we got to go backstage, you know, and I sold a bunch of CDs because everybody said, "Hey, Keith Sokola's coming," so all the cowboys, and they're good musicians too, uh-huh. You know, all these people were putting on this Wild West show in Paris, Americans. Plus, they're jonesing to see Americans too, you know, like, yeah, Americans. And I'm backstage of this Wild West show, Disneyland in Paris, and they had buffaloes there. And so I said, could I go see the buffaloes? And they let me go out. You know, all the horses are in nice, warm stables, and mm-hmm. the buffaloes are out and back, and it's 30, you know, 1 degrees in Paris, drizzly kind of rain. And I had this toy buffalo that little boy gave me a week before, and I thought, this is a quantum gift. This little boy gave this to me, this buffalo, and I put him on a post, and all them seven buffalo came around that little toy buffalo, and me and the seven buffalo and that little toy buffalo, you could just see the their nostrils, you know, with the fog, you know, the mist of it. Mm-hmm. It was just a magical moment, but a very quantum moment. So them kind of magical things happen when I think you're living and in the moment of things, and you see the adventure mm-hmm. for what they are, you know, and playing Paris was a wonderful thing too, you know. So we went there, and from there I went to Sweden and did some gigs up there, and you know, it's just the same feeling today coming up on the North Shore, feeling so alive, you know. I walked up by Lake Superior, and the oxygen was intoxicating.
Huh. Yeah. Because you're paying attention. Yeah. That's why.
Yeah.
All right. Keith Sokola in the studio tonight. And we have to talk a little business, as much as I'd really rather listen to Keith. But we do need to remind folks that mm-hmm. we are in the middle of our pledge drive. And if you want to call in and support live music on your community radio station with, you know.
And I do have some CDs I would be willing to give out to callers, you know.
Fantastic.
So figure that
wonderful.
Out.
We'll
there.
Figure it out. 387-1070 or 800-473-9847, the numbers to call. If you want to support your community radio station and great programming like this, where we have a internationally recognized musician, artist in our studio tonight. We're honored to have him here. He's on his way up the shore. He's performing at Betsy Bowen's studio in just shy of a half hour. And mm-hmm. But we've got him right now. If you enjoy what you're listening to, we do need to have you have your support. 387-1070, 800-473-9847.
And we can only dedicate, I mean, we have given an entire hour to this. I mean, you get conversation, you get live music. You know, other stations can't do that. We dedicate this time to that because we know that people want to hear more than just like one song and a quick conversation. And so if you enjoy these types of performances, if you enjoy this conversation, it's a great time to call and show your support for this type of programming. We want to hear from you. This is a way of kind of casting your vote for what you appreciate on WTIP. Once again, those numbers, 387-1070, 1-800-473-9847. We're also online at WTIP.org, or you can stop by 1712 West Highway 61. And like we've been saying, we're only $379 away from $12,500 raised this membership drive. So we'd love to hear from you now. If this is something you like to hear, give us a call.
All right. Thanks, Kelly. Keith, another tune for us.
Okay.
We're not going to let you just rest over there long. We're going to get our money's worth out of you.
I'm going to play the flute song for all the pluralism up here, you know, and the people, but mostly for the lake as well.